You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National with Angela Caterns. Our next guest likes to use other people's bathrooms. Well, that's not quite as bad as it sounds. Life Matters listener Alana Jezel-Melor is actually a professional house sitter. We first heard from Alana in 2005 when she was rehearsing her retirement, but she recently got in touch again via Facebook after our internet rules talkback. Alana comes from a family of four generations of Facebook users. We'll hear all about them in a minute, but first, let's have a listen to a snippet of where Alana was at over half a decade ago.
When I talk to people and say, I'm going to retire, and they say, oh, you know, what are you going to do? You know, because is there things that you can do? And things like, oh, I couldn't bear to do nothing. And I was really stymied by that at first. But then I thought about it and thought, no, it's because Italians don't have that concept. Retirement just means a different way of doing it.
Well, here she is back on Life Matters more than 5 years later. Hello and welcome again, Alana.
Good morning, Angela.
It's nice to talk to you. So that was more than 5 years ago. What's retirement been like for you?
Fantastic. I've loved every single minute of it.
You've been travelling extensively?
Yeah, I retired 3 years ago now, and the first year I thought I'll just mellow out and think about things, and I did a couple of courses, you know, a bit of philosophy and a bit of IT and computer work. And then the second year I thought, oh, well, I'll go up north now, and headed up to Darwin and spent time in Darwin and Alice and Oodnadatta, and came back down in about, I don't know, September, October for house sit commitments back in Adelaide. I had house sits up north. And then last year I thought, well, I'll go overseas, and I left the 20th of January and I came back this year the 20th of January.
Oh, my dear. Do you travel on the cheap, Alana, or do you like doing it in style?
Well, probably neither, really. I travel with comfort and try and watch my expenses, because I'm not filthy rich, so I have to, you know, watch how much money I spend. So, you know, I stay in budget hotels and, you know, use hostels and things like that. Often I stay with family and friends, and I usually buy at supermarkets or shops and make my own food, so I don't kind of travel extravagantly, but I like to have some comfort. I'm over 60 now. There's no way I'm travelling like I used to when I was 20.
So do you have a home, or are you of no fixed address?
I have a room in a friend's house where I keep my things, and so when I'm in between house sits, I go and stay there. Otherwise, I'm house sitting. Or travelling.
I see. And so tell us about that. Why do you house sit? Is it because you're free to just get up and go somewhere?
Yeah, that's right. About I started 4.5 years ago when I was going, I think I was going to America then for about 3 months or something, and I thought, well, I'm going to be travelling every year, so I'm going to put my house up for rent and just see where else I can stay, and that's what I did then. I was still working at that stage, so most of my house sits were around Adelaide so I could get to work. And I started travelling, and because I travel so much, I would have to get a house sitter in to look after my place while I travelled, so I thought, I'll leave it rented. When I finish travelling, I'll go back and live there. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, I've got a really bad history of never going back to the last place I lived in.
Why is that?
Don't know. When I was very young, you know, we moved from Italy to Australia, and then we moved around a bit, and I used to hate it. And I thought, when I get older, I'll have my own place and I'll never move again. But it just hasn't happened.
So tell me, do you have a long list of clients, or do you belong to one of those house-sitting websites?
Oh, I get passed from person to person.
Do you?
So one person hears about it and passes me on to the next one, yes. But I also belong to a... I think it's called housecarers.com, and I have had house sits from them as well.
Do you, I imagine, look after the occupant's home? Do you look after their pets? Do you have any unusual requests? Do you find yourself in unusual houses from time to time?
Yes, to all of that. I did once have somebody ask if I would look after her husband, and I said, no, I don't do husbands or children. Pets, yes. Husband's children, no. But, you know, here in Adelaide we've had drought for quite a few years up to last year, and often it was for gardens. I had to look after gardens because, you know, over the summer months and even some of the winter months, if they weren't watered, they would die.
Mm.
But I've looked after cats, dogs, chickens, ducks. I looked after a snake once. So I've had a variety of pets.
Any disasters? Have you lost any?
No, not yet, but I've looked after some very ancient cats that I checked on regularly every few hours to see if they were still alive. And last year I looked after a dog that really gave me such a scare. I couldn't find him one morning. I was in Darwin and it had been raining, you know, the usual monsoon rain. Couldn't find him. And then I noticed under the stairs, because it was like a Queenslander, under the stairs I saw some black and white fern in amongst all the leaves, and I thought, oh my God, he's died under there. And I went down and touched him and he woke up.
Ah.
So I was a bit cross. I thought, you're lucky you're alive here.
So, Alana, you're originally from Italy, is that right? Tell us where the rest of your family is now across the world.
Well, I have I came originally from Trieste, so I have family both. Trieste is near the Slovene border, so I have family in Italy around that area, and I also have family in Slovenia around that area. There's probably only about 50 kilometres between the families, but they're two sides of a border.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, about 25 years ago, migrated and went to live in Holland, so I have family in Holland. And my brother went to live in New Zealand, so I have family in New Zealand. And last year when I was travelling through South America, I went to look up a cousin that my mother and her cousins told me about. Nobody's seen him for about 60 years because he migrated to Argentina and has never been back. And I found him in Buenos Aires, so I visited him and found out I had more cousins there, so I've got cousins in Argentina.
Mm. And as I mentioned, everyone speaks different languages at home, and you all keep in touch via Facebook, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Last year I stayed with my daughter for 2 months and they speak Dutch and I don't speak any because while my granddaughter was young, I thought it was better to speak English, so every time I visited she would need to keep up her English. But now they both say to me, next time you come, you're going to Dutch language school, we're not translating for you anymore. So I'll have to learn Dutch next time.
Well, that's a challenge. It's a fairly difficult language,
right,
isn't it?
That's right. Well, I love learning languages. That's how I like to travel. Last year I stopped in two places, in Ecuador to do a Spanish course and in Slovenia to do a Slovene course in Ljubljana. So I like doing that kind of thing.
It kind of adds
to a holiday.
And so I mentioned all four generations of your family are in touch on Facebook, including your 84-year-old mother, I understand.
That's right. She's on there. My daughter's on there. I'm on there. My granddaughter's on there. And tell you the truth, most of my extended family are on there. Everybody, I think we're a family who likes to, well, I don't know what we like, to communicate, to know about each other, to know what's happening in the world. So we're all on there.
Isn't that great? Well, you sound like you never sit still, Alana. If anyone's keen to spend their retirement doing a house-sitting stint, would you have any suggestions or advice?
I think the thing I would say is be well prepared. Make sure you know how you're travelling from place to place, because not every place is going to be absolutely comfortable or, you know, absolutely to your liking. And make sure you have enough clothes, some things that you really like to eat, because generally people say finish what's in the house, and often that's very difficult because they leave out such a lot in the fridge when they go. And I always carry a box of toys, like, you know, a computer and some software programs that I want to play with, photos I want to do things with, but toys, so that I've got things to do there. I'm not sitting around wondering what to do next. And also to be very reliable.
You would surprise me if you were doing that. I just can't imagine you're that kind of person. And also to be reliable, did you say?
Yes.
Yes.
If you promise to house sit and look after pets, don't take off and have, you know, a 2-week holiday and leave the house empty.
Fair enough.
People don't really like that.
Alana, lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for being our listener this week.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Angela.
All the best. Alana Zerjal-Melor. She sounds like she's having a ball. And if you would like to stay connected, you can join the conversation on Life Matters Facebook page. You can probably find your way there. if you're that way inclined. Tomorrow on Life Matters, we'll ask, what does it mean to be old? The first baby boomers are hitting 65 and some are struggling with the notion. I'm Angela Caterns. Thank you for joining me today. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye now.